here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 10th of October, 2011. Today is Columbus Day. It was on the 12th of October, 1492, Christopher Columbus landed on an island in what is now the Bahamas. For hundreds of years, Europeans had traded with China and India along the Silk Road. An overland trade route ran through Central Asia. The Mongol Empire controlled it, and under Mongol rule, the Silk Road was safe to travel. But then the Ottoman Empire invaded Constantinople, 1453, blocked European access to trade routes. So they were looking for a new trade route to Asia. Some explorers headed east, traveling down and around Africa. Columbus wanted to head west. King Ferdinand of Spain was skeptical about Columbus's plan because he felt that Columbus was way off in his theory of the Earth's circumference and that Asia was much further west than Columbus had calculated. Ferdinand was right about that. But eventually he and his wife Isabella changed their minds. They sponsored Columbus. He sailed from Spain August the 3rd on the Santa Maria, the Niña, and the Pinta. And in the early morning hours, October the 12th, the captain of the Pinta, Juan Alonso Pinzon, spotted land. Ferdinand and Isabella had promised a lifetime pension to the first person to spot land, and Columbus cheated Pinzon out of his pension by claiming that he, Columbus, had actually seen land the night before. The island they landed on is part of the Bahamas, but Columbus was convinced he'd made it all the way to Asia, and he called the indigenous people Indians. It's the birthday of the playwright Harold Pinter, born London, 1930, wrote his first play, The Room, in just 4 days in 1957. It was his second play, The Birthday Party, that made him famous in 1958. Though it was a failure when it opened in London, panned by critics, very few people went to see it. It closed after 8 performances. Today it is considered a classic. Harold Pinter, whose writing style is so distinctive, a sinister mood, long pauses, characters who all have different versions of the same event, that there is an adjective, Pinteresque, referring to it and referring to things like it. The Guardian defined Pinteresque as a cryptically mysterious situation imbued with hidden menace. Pinter wrote 29 plays in all, died in 2008 at the age of 78. Harold Pinter, who said, "How can you write a happy play? Drama is about conflict and general degrees of perturbation, disarray. I've never been able to write a happy play, but I've been able to enjoy a happy life." Here's a poem for today by David Ignato, Lost Childhood. How is it possible I, a father, yet a child of my father? I grew panicky and thought of running away, but knew I would be scorned for it by my father. I stood and listened to myself being called Dad. How ridiculous it sounded, but in front of me, asking for attention, how could I, a child, ignore this child's plea? I lifted him into my arms and hugged him as I would have wanted my father to hug me. And it was as though satisfying my own lost childhood. Lost Childhood by David Ignato from Against the Evidence, selected in New Poems 1934 to 1994, published by Wesleyan University Press. Used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Constant Contact, combining the power of email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on your clock. ConstantContact.com. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at NovoNordisk-US.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.